Hey, look, we got Chris. Is it Chris Court?
It is, yeah, Chris Court.
From the Chris Court Associates?
Yeah, yeah, that's a pretty good name that I came up with there.
Did you stay awake all night thinking about that one?
It took me a long time to come up with that, believe it or not. It actually did.
So what is Chris Court Associates in?
Okay, well, I sort of class myself as an online presence specialist, and I'm not sure if that means a lot to people, but basically I help companies, small companies, individuals, make the most out of being online, which sounds kind of quite a basic thing. People understand what online means, so having a website, doing a bit of social media, doing a bit of email marketing, but I look at it at more of a strategic level and help people actually get something from it. So rather than just doing it, they're doing it with purpose, with message, with a result at the end of it, so you're actually getting some return as well. So I think there's a lot of people in the bucket of I'm doing what I think I should be doing, but I'm actually not sure whether I'm doing it right or what I'm doing it for. So I help people to get that message right and actually get something from it.
Do you know, I get it. I really, you know, straight away, you kind of, because you know, look, most of us are now hooked up to the internet, but then I would imagine there's a fair old percentage of people that have no idea what they're doing half the time. And, you know, if you are running a business, you probably need to maximise your outputs, don't you?
Yeah.
And that's where you come in.
Yeah, I think it's you're in business to run that business, so you're here to run a radio station. That's what you're good at, that's what you know. You have, you know, your website, you have your online social media, but it's kind of an ancillary marketing that goes around everything else that you do. And I think some people do it because they think they should be doing it. So a lot of businesses have a Facebook page because they should have a Facebook page. Why they actually have a Facebook page and what they use it for is another thing. And sometimes I think it becomes a burden to people. And you can quite often go into companies and talk to them about it, and they say, I don't know what I'm using it for. I put stuff up there and I get lost, and it's just a waste of time. And that's quite a common complaint. Am I doing it right? Is it a waste of time? How am I targeting it? What should I be doing? Not many people see it. How do I get more people to see it? All the basic kind of questions that, you know, you get day to day, and most people have, I deal with and help people understand.
So how did you come to the point where, hey, look, I know how this works, because I'm still trying to work it out. So you must be like how can I put it, switched on with computers for a start?
Yeah, it's been a fairly long journey, to be honest. Without going too far into the background, I came from a very technical background, building things from nuts and bolts up with the hardware and the software. I did that for a number of years, then went into IT consultancy of network management, making sure large systems carried on working, and if things were going wrong, we knew early. Went into computer cabling infrastructure, got out of that, came back to the island. I've always been on the Isle of Wight. But all that kind of work is obviously on the mainland. Came back to the Isle of Wight and started writing websites, which is, you know, there's a lot of people that do it, and there's probably a lot of people that do it better than me. But I was trying to do it on a cheaper scale for smaller people to get online. And what that came sort of just turned into is people want a website, get a website, and then, great, I've got a website, now what? And it kind of it was a progression of, okay, well, I'll help you do this and that, and well, look at the emailing, look at the social media, and I started doing it for people, and then realised that actually just having a website and people just having a social media presence isn't actually an awful lot of good unless you're doing it with the right message, with the right desire, with the right purpose. Otherwise it's just noise that doesn't really help your business. So that's where it came from. It's a bit of a journey, but it's more of a kind of, you've got a website, what next? And that's where I can help.
What's the most common problem that people you have to overcome?
I think a common problem is a misunderstanding of how to use certain medias for different things. So I tend to focus on the top three. So you've got them up on the wall here: the Twitter, the Facebook, the website, the LinkedIn, and the email marketing as well. Though just using those properly, you know, if you hit the big three, there's also Instagram is very big, depending on your business. It's the problem I come up with a lot is people don't understand where those fit in. They are different medias. You can use them in a similar fashion, but they're good at different things. And if you're going to use them as paid advertising platforms, they have different ways of being used to the best effect. Is what, you know, I try and focus on getting the best out of each individual 1981.
It's fascinating because obviously, you know, over the years, over the things have changed, the way we communicate with people. I mean, you know, you go back 10 years ago and we were texting an awful lot, and I'm sure we still text now, but we probably don't text as much as we did 10 years ago. And, you know, we probably go back 20 years or 15 years, we were probably sending emails and lots of emails, but we probably don't, you know, talk to each other through emails anymore because some people will be doing the text. It's all become like some people are texty people, some people are emaily people, some people message on Facebook, some people message you know, via another way, carrier pigeon possibly. So I mean, do you see that these are, you know, issues, problems that we all have to overcome, and which one would you recommend best?
It's funny what you're thinking about that just this morning about, you know, people texting and the Twitter's the 140 character limit and the kind of history behind that, and that, you know, text used to be a limit of 140 characters that you could send by text, and we all text now, and it's the same method, but it's, we don't consider it as texting now because it's, you know, it's all integrated into the phone, and you don't get those limits, and technology's moved on. One thing you said interesting there was about emailing. You know, we used to email a lot in the past, and maybe emailing's not so good now, but actually emailing is still incredibly important. You know, having that list of people that have subscribed to you or have been your customers or were interested in being your customers, everyone, not everyone, but the vast majority of people have an email address, and the vast majority of people do check their emails, whereas actually not many people in comparison have Twitter accounts or Facebook accounts, but emailing accounts, virtually everyone has an email account. So it's actually still a very powerful medium if you get it right. If you say, go back to what I said, the brand's right, the message is right, you're teaching people, you know, you sell through education, don't just sell it, send emails saying buy this, we've got an offer on this. You educate people as to why they might want your products and services. It's about getting that right. So email's still a very powerful medium if you get it right.
Yeah, I say we've got about 26 people that work here, and you could send out 26 emails to tell them that the code on the door has changed, and probably about 10 of them will get back to you, and then you'll get calls from the rest saying, I'm here, and the alarm's gone off, and I don't, you know, what's going on? And you think, well, don't you check your emails?
Yeah.
Oh, you should have messaged me via Facebook or sent me a text.
Yeah.
And it's like, you've got to find out, well, it's best to contact them through that medium and so on. And you think, no, I still use majority blanket email, and because to me that's still the best way.
Yeah, there isn't a catch-all, unfortunately. But in terms of using email for, you know, marketing, there's some great systems out there that you can use that will tell you who opened the email, who viewed what, who clicked on what, which kind of gives you an indication of what they might be interested in. You can then remarket to them. So, okay, I saw you clicked on this, then I'm going to send you a separate email that's specifically about that. So you can be a little bit more intelligent about retargeting people with stuff they're interested in rather than just blanket all the time.
So can I ask you a really silly question? Do you have a computer?
I have several computers,
right. I thought you were going to say that. That was a daft question.
Not all of them work.
But because the other side of the coin is that, are we now like in an age where we're going to steer away from computers at some point because our tablets can do so much? Although I don't think that's... because there's numerous things that I can't do on a tablet or a phone that I can do on a computer still.
Yeah,
that'll always be the case.
That's a real tricky one. I know I was reading a report just a couple of days ago about the sales of desktop PCs, machines, has decreased from last year, and it has been decreasing for a number of years. But they wonder if the release of Windows 10 is going to then pick that up again. But I do think a lot of people do a lot of the day-to-day activities on tablets, and more on phones as well. Which is, you know, if you look at statistics of website traffic and where your information, where people are coming from, it's, you know, vast majority now is on tablets and on mobile devices, and that's something that I deal with as well on a daily basis. Is I go to customers who have websites, existing websites, reasonable websites with a good message, but they're not mobile compatible. Which, you know, you could shrug off. Google have this, you know, ranking of mobile compatibility now, where you're going to slowly slide down the scale. People don't really see that as a problem too much, but actually what is more of a problem, what the most compelling reason I would say to people for getting your website so it does work on a mobile device, is because you're advertising or posting on Twitter and Facebook and email marketing, and statistically people are far more likely to pick up those adverts, posts, emails on their mobile phone. And if that which it should link off back to your website, they won't be able to see your website properly. Yeah. So you're kind of, if you're paying for those clicks in AdWords and all of those paid platforms, you're largely wasting your money. People don't hang around on a non-mobile site. So some will, but statistically you're going to lose a lot of clicks and a lot of money by doing that.
Hey, look, do you know what? I could talk to you all morning. Maybe you should come back and we should do like a, you know, a lunchtime debate and talk about this for a whole hour, because you know, I'm thinking, okay, there's you with a huge brain, lots of knowledge and so on, but then you then have to get into the mode, I'm guessing, that, you know, not everybody with the same level of intelligence of you that you've got. So just say, for instance, if Ali, because she's the other person I'm talking about, picks up her device, she's not going to be looking at it the same way as we are.
No.
So how difficult is that?
Well, you need to make sure that whatever you're producing, the message you've got, whether it's your brand or your Twitter, Facebook profile, is able to be used across all of those devices. So Ali's sat here with a little tablet, small form tablet. You've got two nice screens in front of you. I've got an iPhone in my pocket. And ideally, if we pick up the same message from the company down the road who wants us to buy carpets or sofas or something, we should all be able to see that in a reasonable way and engage with it.
Yeah.
So not just you with your nice screens, it should be Ali on a small form tablet and myself on my phone, whether it be email, a Twitter link, Facebook post, whatever it comes from, we should all be able to see that.
Should it be as simple as, because I get really frustrated on some people's websites when you click on something, it don't work, or you know, and you can't find what you're looking for purely and simply because it's I don't know, it's hidden under under something that isn't right.
Yeah.
And I say, I'm guessing that, you know, somebody like Ali comes along and says, right, I can't see it, so that's it, I'm off down the pub.
They do that exactly, and this is what is a bugbear of mine, is that I see some quite well-constructed advertisements, so hard copy, so in the county press, I see some quite nicely constructed, won't name names, articles that have the products on there with good deals, and you think, I'm actually quite interested in that. And then you go to the extent of having a little QR code. I don't know if you're familiar with those, the little hash codes that you can scan on your mobile phone. And if you go to scan that, it'll just takes you to the homepage, where it doesn't actually, it has links off to where that document might be or the offer might be, but you've actually got to go and find it. And I would say that's a kind of similar kind of thing. Say I've got a box of nice new t-shirts, I'm going to put an advert in the county press, and when someone turns up at the shop, you say, well, they're out the back somewhere, do you want to go and have a look for them? You wouldn't do that. Yeah. So why do you do it online?
No.
If you have an offer and you have, if it's hard copy or on other some sort of electronic media, you want to take people right to there, and they need to be able to buy it within, you know, two or three clicks, or subscribe to it within two or three clicks, because people are very lazy, and if it's not there, they're off. You wouldn't go to a shop and start digging around in the storeroom. So don't expect people to come and dig around your website.
Perfect advice that is, really is. Hey, look, we've run out of time, but will you come back in and do another
session? Yeah, of course, I'd like to do that,
Because I've got a question I've got to ask you off air, because, you know, I just think it's a fascinating thing.
Okay.
So please come back. But
yeah, we'll do, yeah, it's been nice coming in.
Chris, thank you.